almost ready. Kids, dinner in 15 minutes.
Woman's section.
Yes, dear. Daddy, may I have the front section, please? I have to check on some current events.
You're reading the sports page, are you, Dad?
I've got to read up an article on it. Right.
I want to express my thanks to one and all for leaving me with the funnies. Unless you'd like to read them.
Here, did you read this?
Read what?
Read this. Dr. Thorgerson of the Chicago Clinic will be in Hilldale on his lecture tour.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see it. This is wonderful. You know, I've been wanting to see and hear this man since I was in pre-med.
Yeah, I know. He'll be here a week from Saturday. Don't forget to get the tickets.
Oh, I'll get them first thing in the morning.
Don't know how you missed seeing that. It's a good thing I noticed it.
All right, now, boy, sit up and beg. Roll over and play dead. Give me a paw. Hey, have a dog biscuit.
Jeff, Mother, please.
Would you two get out of the kitchen long enough for Mary and me to finish getting dinner?
Okay. Come on, genius.
There's your father. Hello, dear.
Darling.
Hi, Daddy. What's the matter?
What is it? Your father's wearing his I've got a surprise, I'm not going to tell you what it is expression.
You'll never guess.
You bought a new suit?
Nope.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Yeah?
Hey, what's going on?
Jeff, Daddy has a surprise and he just won't tell us what it is.
You got another dog.
No, Jeff.
Ah, you'll never guess in a million years. Come on out and see her.
Her?
Hmm? Name's Eloise.
Eloise?
A blonde or brunette.
Meet
Eloise.
Hey, how about that?
Is this the surprise?
Have you ever seen anything like it?
Not face to face.
What is it?
It's a 1910 Flanders. Old Chet Peterson's had it sitting in his barn. They were tearing the place down to make room for the new highway, so he asked me if I wanted it. I said, sure. So he towed it into town for me, and here she is. He's ours. Isn't she a beauty?
Hey, look at this. Clear the road. Get them chickens and cows out of my way. Horse's carriage coming through.
Really, Daddy?
What do you mean, really, Daddy?
Well, what are you going to do with it?
What am I going to do with it?
What are you going to do with it?
You know, sometimes you kids ask the most irritating questions.
I guess we said the wrong thing.
You most certainly did. You know, you two could have a little more consideration for your father's feelings. I wonder what he is going to do with it. Is this a private consultation, Doctor, or may anybody join in?
Oh, I was just fooling around.
She certainly looks pathetic. Oh, well, I'm sure that she was once very beautiful.
Oh.
Sort of sad elegance.
You know why I got so excited about this car? We used to have one.
Your family?
Well, it was my grandfather's.
Well, it would have been a shame to send her off to the junk pile.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's why I brought her home. You know, darling, what I really had in mind was, well, I thought it might be kind of fun to try to restore it.
Oh?
You know, clean it up, get it in running order.
Uh-huh.
Well, you always said I ought to have a hobby.
Alex, why don't you go ahead and do it?
You sure you won't mind my devoting so much time to Eloise?
I'll try not to be jealous. Are you coming in?
Oh, a little while.
Webley's here from the hospital.
Oh, tell him to come on out.
Well, he wants to talk to you about the new plans for the pediatrics ward.
Oh, out here, Mr. Webley.
Alex, don't you think you are?
Out where?
Out here.
Oh.
Ah, hello, Mr. Webley.
Hello there, doctor.
Oh, sorry.
You don't think I should say anything to Dad?
No, I don't think you should say anything to Dad.
Sorry I'm late, dear. Took me a little longer to clean up than I thought.
Pass your father's plate, dear.
Thanks, Jeff. Don't say anything to me about what?
You were clear upstairs.
Don't say anything to me about what?
Nothing, Dad. It's just there's some jokes that are going around school.
Jokes?
About you and your old car.
Oh, is that so? You mind telling me what kind of jokes?
Why don't we change the subject? Let's talk about...
I'm curious. This is a very interesting reaction.
Daddy, why don't we change the subject? You'll just get angry.
No, I won't get angry. I'm quite certain I've reached a level of maturity where I can take a few adolescent jibes without getting emotionally disturbed. What kind of jokes?
I don't know why Jeff brought it up in the first place.
Well, glad he did. You know, if the kids are laughing, why shouldn't I? Let's hear about it. Let me enjoy it, too. What kind of jokes?
Well, there's nothing bad, Dad.
Good. Let's hear it.
Well, there's this one about two guys are talking, and one guy says the other guy, says, did you hear that Dr. Stone's going to get arrested? And the other guy says, really? Well, why is Dr. Stone going to get arrested? And the other guy says, because he's practicing medicine with an expired driver's license.
That's pretty funny. How about some of the others?
Your dinner's getting cold, dear.
Well, I found a rusty old nut and bolt in my desk with a note attached to it. This is taken out of one of Dr. Stone's patients.
Pretty cute. Are there any other medical witnesses?
There's this poem that's going around.
A poem? Well, now, stepping up in class.
It goes, Dr. Stone is a pediatrician. He's devoted to cars with malnutrition. If there's anything wrong with you organic, just call Dr. Stone the great mechanic.
I would like to know why it's so hilarious that I'm restoring a wonderful old car.
Oh, dear, they're just adolescent jibes, remember?
But I want to know why. Herb Wallace collects matchbook covers. Nobody laughs at him. Ed Simmons puts together cuckoo clocks. I've never heard a joke about Ed.
Well, dear, you're a doctor.
What's that got to do with it? Are doctors any funnier than other people?
Are you getting angry?
I am not getting angry. Now, why is it any sillier for me to work on that old car than for Dr. Brady to put on that checkered cap and that
neon-colored sports shirt and those baggy Bermuda shorts and go traipsing around the golf course?
Dear, your dinner.
I'm not hungry. And I'm not angry.
Oh, hello, Mr. Webley. Got her back together.
So I see.
Now, you really can't appreciate how she looks until I get her dried off. Just giving it a final cleanup. Excuse me.
Dr. Stone. Dr. Stone. Alex. There's something I want to talk to you about.
Sure.
Now.
Alex. We should be leaving for Dr. Thorgerson's lecture no later than 3.
I'll be ready, dear.
Hello, Mr. Webley.
How do, Miss Stone?
Will we be seeing you at the lecture?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Good.
Well, what did you want to talk to me about?
Well, Alex, as administrator of the hospital, it's not my place to interfere in anyone's personal life, but...
Well, speaking as a friend, don't you think this sort of thing is...
Is what? Well, Alex, no other doctor on the staff is mixed up in a greasy business like this.
And that makes it wrong?
Well, not wrong, Alex. Sort of, immature.
Mr. Webley, you know, a great many men get a lot of relaxation out of, model railroading.
Oh, I know that. But that's clean. Besides, they do it in their attics or their basement.
Well, I'm in my own driveway.
Well, now you are. But what happens when the machine is finished? What are you going to do with it?
Well,
how would it look for a man of medicine? The image of balance and sobriety. To be snorting round Hilldale in this thing. What will your patient say? What will I tell the hospital? Think it over, Dr. Stone.
Dear, would you like some lunch before we leave for the lecture?
Oh, boy.
Alex, is something wrong?
I am furious. I don't know when I have been quite so furious. Do you know what Webley did? He practically insinuated that I'm not behaving like a well-behaved doctor ought to behave.
He insinuated that?
Insinuated? He came right out and said it.
Oh, he didn't. He wouldn't dare.
And all because I enjoy tinkering with... And not only that, he practically threatened me.
Alex!
How is he going to explain me to the hospital board?
No.
Oh, yes.
Explain you?
Can you imagine?
But you devote 24 hours a day to your practice, sometimes 26.
I'll tell you one thing, honey. Nobody's going to tell me what to do with my private life. I'll observe all the rules of my profession. I'll serve my patients as faithfully as I possibly can. But my private life is my own.
I couldn't agree with you more.
And if I want to tinker with that car, I'll tinker with it.
You'll tinker with it all you want to.
And drive it, too, if I decide that's what I want to do.
Right through the center of town.
You bet.
Or even to that lecture this afternoon, or any place you want to.
Oh, that is a wonderful idea. We'll do it.
Do what?
We'll drive Eloise to the lecture. Game?
Well, yes, if you want to.
You bet I do. We'll show him. We'll really show him.
I bought a new dress and everything. here.
Hill, hill, here we come.
Hey, Mom and Dad better get a move on if they're going to that lecture.
Oh, they've gone already.
How could they? The car's still in the garage.
They took Eloise.
You're kidding.
I am not.
You're kidding.
Daddy got so mad at Mr. Webley, he decided to drive the car right through the middle of town.
You're kidding.
Hello. Oh, I'm sorry he's not here, Dr. Brady. He and Mother went to the lecture. You're there now? No, they left quite some time ago.
What's wrong?
Well, the lecture's starting and Mother and Daddy aren't there yet. No, I'm sorry, Dr. Brady. I have no idea where they could be.
All right. I'm not going to prove anything by blowing your horn.
Dr. Stone's ancient contraption was towed away. Traffic moved again to the auditorium where Dr. Thorgensen's lecture drew a crowd of over... But there's more.
I said that's enough.
Daddy?
I'm not hungry. But this time I am angry.
I'll answer it.
Well, Dad's taking it hard.
Can you blame him? That picture. Oh, Mr. Webley.
Mrs. Stone, is the doctor in?
Yes. He could be out back.
No doubt.
You may go out through the patio.
Oh, thank you. Ah, Dr. Stone. Well, I see we made the newspapers.
I'm sorry about that.
You wouldn't listen. What am I supposed to tell the hospital board at the meeting tomorrow morning? Gentlemen, aren't we lucky? We have that funny Dr. Stone on our staff. With that comical car of his, he's a bundle of laughs. Driving down Main Street like a teenager or a circus performer. What were you thinking of? What could you...
Now, look, Mr. Webley.
Dr. Stone?
Yes?
How do you do, Dr. Stone? I'm Dr.
Dr. Thorgerson.
How do you do, Doctor?
I'm Clarence Webley, administrator of the Hilldale Hospital.
How do you do?
I was just on my way to your hotel to congratulate you on the lecture yesterday. Marvelous.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm afraid I missed your lecture, Doctor. We had a slight mishap.
So I read.
That is the most beautifully restored 1910 Flanders I have ever seen. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Dr. Stone, you know, a friend of mine had exactly the same trouble with the right front wheel on his Flanders.
Oh?
You see that wheel bearing there?
Yeah.
Well, when you put it back together again, you probably reversed it. It's easy to do. And it sheared off the car pin.
Oh, I think you're right.
May I?
Oh, please do. Doctor, do you tinker? I mean, are you interested in cars like these?
I ought to be. I own three of them. I founded the Antique Car Club in Chicago. Never had more fun in my life.
You drive these old cars?
Of course.
In public?
Mr. Webley, I'd hardly attempt to operate a Stanley steamer in my living room.
Then you know what he said?
You already told me.
He said their antique auto club is going to honor me by finishing its annual tour right here in Hilldale. And Eloise is going to join the parade right down the main street.
I know. It's wonderful.
That'll sure change a few attitudes in this town.
Just be sure all your wheels are fastened on.
Huh?
Night, dear.
Oh. Good night, honey.
one that goes way, way back. This is a beautifully restored 1904 old runabout. And it's owned and driven by Mr. and Mrs. Carlton Ames of Shanesburg, Illinois. Now, here's one of the motoring models that dates back to the year 1906. This is a very nice Rio Touring. And this car is supplied of Mr. and Mrs. Burke Williams from Hastings, Ohio. Can't you see your family out for a Sunday afternoon drive in this little beauty? And approaching now, we have one of the colorful Pierce Racine models. Now, this is a 1907 Touring. Can you imagine the attention that this car drew when it rolled down the boulevards in the early days? She's owned by Dr. Glenn Alton of Mountainside, California. This is a beautiful job of restoration, Doctor. And now we have one of the early gems, one of the gems of early day motoring. Now, this car was popular with those who could afford it back in the days of World War I. She's very sporty. She's a beautiful 1914 Cadillac Roadster. Completely restored to her original condition.
It was
by
always.
Mr. Milton
never
Sims,
got anywhere.
Prominent attorney from Omaha, Nebraska. Now, here's a very interesting foreign-built model. She's from the Renault Company. Now, this is a 1913 sedan owned and driven by Mrs. Sheldon Yates of Brinkwater, Oklahoma. Mrs. Yates at the wheel, and her husband, the Honorable Judge Yates, is her passenger. You see, even in 1913, we were importing foreign cars. Now, if you belonged to the Speedy set back in 1914 and your bank account could afford it, you might have owned this snappy little Stutz Bearcat Roadster. Now, this is the car whose name became synonymous with the raccoon coat in the Charleston a few years later. She's owned and driven today by Colonel James C. Myers of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And with him is his charming daughter, Sylvia. That's a very beautiful car. Ah, now I'm sure you recognize this classic creation from the plant of Mr. Henry Ford. This is a vintage of 1950, the well-known Tin Lizzie, widely recognized as one of the first production line cars in America. Now, this is the car that put the American public on wheels. And her owners, Mr. and Mrs. Clyde Atherton of Three Rivers, Minnesota, and I might add that this little car came here under its own power and hopes to go home the same way. And approaching now, we have a later model of the early Cadillac line. This is a 1916 Roadster. It looks today just as she did when she graced the streets of St. Paul, Minnesota. In those cherished days before the advent of the freeway. Now, at the wheel, her owner, Mrs.
Yes, they weren't even in the parade.
Side.
Well, they gotta be. They left the house all dressed up, and Eloise was running fine. Well, where are they?
Ladies and gentlemen, there seems to be one car missing. We had hoped to have Dr. Stone and his very fine 1910 Flanders with us in the parade, but something seems to have happened.
Maybe you're turning it the wrong way, Mr. Webley.
That is impossible.
I've diagnosed her ailment, Webley. We're out of gas.
Oh, no.
Hey, Webley, it's Thorgy's turn to drive.
Okay, but I'm next.
Wind her up, Webley.
Why do I always have to crank?
Don't weaken, Webley.
Weaken? This isn't a watch.
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.